Welcome back. Let's continue our news bulletin. France's economy minister has lashed out at Donald Trump's trade policies as the clock runs out on U.S. metal tariff exemptions for Paris and Washington's other major partners. Bruno Le Maire expressed dismay at the provisional exemption and demanded Europe be permanently excused from the tariffs. He said that France would not allow the U.S. to drag it into, quote, a vain and pointless trade war with China. Le Maire, however, suggested reforms in Chinese trade practices that have often been criticized as unfair. The remarks are made less than 2 weeks before Washington's metal tariff exemptions are due to expire for its major trading partners. The U.S. president unveiled the punishing tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum last month as an attempt to rebuild the country's metal industry. Political analyst Ian Williams says that in case of a trade war between the U.S. and China, Washington will be the big loser.
They can't trust Donald Trump at all. If they get into a trade war with China on his behalf, they know full well that he might change his mind. So they're left on the battlefield, you know, with a devastated economy, and he decides to cut a separate deal. He is not a person whose word has any credibility in the world. He doesn't have that much at home. And they're looking at these trade tariffs. It is clear that China has had a sort of distorted trade policy. Look, China has a centrally controlled economy. And that's one of the reasons why it's stable and growing. And they're not going to give that up. And why should they? And the real issue is that American manufacturing is not as efficient as many other countries. He thinks of his allies as client states who have to jump to his orders. All in all, it can only end in tears, as they say in the fairy tales.